Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. This is episode 282 of The Big Show, and thank you so much for tuning in. I think we've got a really, really cool show for you. I have been talking over the last handful of weeks about, well, frankly, all the craziness that's going on in the world with the coronavirus and, you know, how there are multiple paths to success, how there is a path forward, you know, how you can start to plan for the recovery as marketers and how there's a big opportunity when the current crisis ends with millennials, or as I like to call them, adults under 40. But I want to take a big step back from all of that today, because like a lot of you, you know, there's a lot of stressful information out there. There are a lot of, there's a lot of stuff we're all dealing with. And I don't mean to laugh, because I recognize for many people right now, this is a really difficult time. This is possibly the biggest challenge you've ever encountered in your professional life. You know, it's either this or 2008, 2009, the recession then for most people. You know, maybe 9/11 for some people, depending on what you did. But it is pretty clear that this is a significant challenge that is causing a lot of problems for a lot of people. So at no point do I want to diminish that. I also try to stay positive always, because that's all we can really do. We can only control the things that we can control. And stressing more than, you know, and let's be fair, I'm stressing sometimes too here. But letting that stress overwhelm you doesn't help you. And one of the ways I've been coping with my stress and my, you know, challenges through this process is just to read a little more, read for pleasure. You know, don't read the news any more than you absolutely have to. Don't, you know, get too sucked into any negative emotions or negative information that's out there, because that's going to find you anyway. You know, it doesn't mean be escapist. It just means make sure you're taking time to keep yourself positive and keep yourself healthy. So I've been reading this book by an author named John Scalzi, who is a science fiction author. It's the kind of stuff I read for pleasure and fun. And he's got this book called The Consuming Fire, which is book two in a series. I'll link to it in the show notes if you want to read it. It's a fun read. You should read the first book first. But in the book, one of the characters is talking about what their objective is and how critical it is for them to reach the objective. And they get some advice. You know, they're talking about the plan that they have to reach that objective. And the character gets some advice from another character. And I'm being deliberately vague because I don't want to spoil anything if you actually want to read the book. But they get some advice from another character, an older, wiser one, who says, you know, basically the problem is you're too tied to your plan and not focused enough on your goal. And the line that really struck me is, the plan is not the goal. The goal is the goal. So for many of you this year, you probably came into the year with a sense of, okay, these are my goals and this is my plan for how I've gotten there. And if this current crisis has taught us anything, it's that any plans that we had just got thrown out the window. Right now, the goal is the goal. The goal might be survive, right? The goal might be get through today, get through this week, get through this month, get through this quarter. Put yourself in a position to succeed at whatever that is. And then your plan is whatever is necessary to achieve that goal. right? I talk about strategy a lot, and there's a model I think about continually when it comes to strategy of laying out what is the hope, what is the desired outcome you're trying to reach, and where are you today? What is a realistic assessment of where you are? And then what are the obstacles between you and that desired end state? What are the obstacles between you and the hope? Because once you can assess that, once you can say, this is where I'm trying to get to, this is where I am right now, this is what is in the way, these are the obstacles I must deal with, then developing your plan becomes not necessarily the simplest thing in the world, but at least relatively straightforward. Because your plan right now, your goal right now, excuse me, might be simply get through the next 3 months. Because maybe by the end of June, maybe we're starting to get into a position where the economy is starting to recover a little bit. Maybe we have addressed the underlying health concerns in such a way that you can start to get back to business, or at least see a path forward to get back to business. But the key thing is not to lock into your plan right now. Not because you shouldn't plan. I want to be really clear. You know, there's a great Eisenhower quote that I use all the time. Dwight Eisenhower is famously said that plans are useless. Planning is essential. But I keep coming back to this idea that the plan is not the goal. The goal is the goal. So if you're struggling right now, if you're dealing with uncertainty, if you're dealing with, you know, challenges brought about by coronavirus, COVID-19, and by, you know, the economic disruption that has been caused by this, you've got to focus on your goal first. There's another quote that people have been sharing all over the place. I feel like I'm just kind of spewing quotes today, but I think they're worthwhile to think about. And this one gets attributed to Confucius and says, a healthy man wants 1,000 things. A sick man only wants one. Because again, that's what it's going to take right now. It's going to take focusing on what is most important to you. What is necessary for you to get where you need to be. Because at some point, your business, your brand, your company will get to a place where it can thrive again. And maybe that's the goal. Maybe you're in a position where, you know, whether you've been able to qualify for some government aid or you've kept some powder dry, you know, you've kept some opportunities available for a rainy day, or you're in a business like pharmaceutical or, you know, technology or the like, where demand is actually super high right now and you are thriving, but by running 1,000,000 miles per hour, not strategically, just going like hell to meet whatever demand comes in. And so regardless of whether you're, you know, in survive mode or whether you're in thrive mode, you know, it's worthwhile to take a step back and say, what is the goal? What is the goal of what we're trying to accomplish? And recognize that the plan is not the goal. Whatever plans you had, you can put aside and you can think about what will be the plan as you go forward, because you're going to focus on whatever your goal happens to be. If we've learned nothing else from COVID-19, it's that now is a time to be really clear on what your goal is, to be really clear on what your goals are. Doesn't mean you can't change your goals as the situation changes, but it means, what is your goal to make sure you survive? What is your goal to make sure that you thrive? And then once you're clear on that, starting to think through, okay, what's the right plan to help you achieve the goal? Because again, it's important to focus on the fact that the plan is not the goal. The goal is the goal. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week, but I want to remind you that you can find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all past episodes, by going to timpeter.com/podcast. Again, that's timpeter.com/podcast. Just look for episode 282. While you're there, you can click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find to have Thinks Out Loud delivered to you every single week. You can subscribe to Thinks Out Loud on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Overcast, whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. While you're there, if you could write a positive rating or review, it really helps us out a lot. It helps listeners find the show, helps them understand what the show is all about, and makes a big difference for the podcast overall. You can also find Thinks Out Loud on Facebook by going to facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates. You can find me on Twitter using the Twitter handle @TCPeter. And of course, you can send me an email by emailing podcast@timpeter.com. Again, that's podcast@timpeter.com. As ever, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Solo Segment. Solo Segment increases large enterprise B2B website conversion with easy-to-install software that automatically connects website visitors to the content they need so they can achieve their goals. You can find more at solosegment.com. Again, that's solosegment.com. With that, I want to say thanks again for tuning in. I really appreciate you listening. And I know with everything going on in the world, there are probably lots of demands on your time. Whether it's helping your kids with schoolwork while they're at home, while it's focusing on your job, while it's figuring out how to actually make sure your business survives for now and thrives in the future, it means so much to me that you take the time to give us a listen. So I hope you have a really great rest of the week, wherever you may be and whatever's going on. I hope you have a fantastic weekend, and I look forward to speaking with you here again on Thinks Out Loud next time. Until then, please, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, please be safe, be well, and as ever, take care, everybody.